The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I had the great fortune of listening to our South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers, the other day. And, you know, he was just such a delightful speaker. Folks, if you're looking for a good speaker to tell you all the great things about South Carolina, Hugh's the one. He has also brought a whole new vision to agriculture for South Carolina, very innovative in what he's doing to help our farmers, making it truly from farm to table. Commissioner Weathers, thank you for joining me today here on the station.
Thank you, Deb. I think I'll just let you keep talking. It sounds good there.
Well, I got to tell you, I so appreciate what you're doing in South Carolina. Tell the folks what a Commissioner of Agriculture does.
Well, that's a hard question to answer because it seems to do so much that I don't even think about. But we have a lot of responsibilities in the department for your food safety and your consumer dollars. People tell me, where do I know you from? I said, you know my name. I'm looking at you on the gas pump. You know, we're out there to make sure the gas pumps are operating at the right properly, and all of anything that you buy that's measured by weights or volumes, it's our job to do that. Been doing it for 140 years, and we have that. We tend to a lot of food safety issues with our laboratory work and those things. But I'm gonna tell you the thing that I am most passionate about, and my staff at the department, is just what you said: finding opportunities, opening doors of opportunities for our 24,000 farmers in South Carolina to achieve the success that they can being in the farming business, and also encouraging others to choose agriculture as a career. So the Department of Agriculture's mission has been for that period of time is to help this industry thrive. And we take that very seriously and work hard to do it.
I know you do. I think people would be surprised to know that agribusiness is our number one industry.
It is. And that's a broad encompassing of everything from, I call it, from the dirt to dinner, or from the soil to supper, and yeah, all that goes on to grow crops and trees that feed us, clothe us, cover us, put fuel in our tank, help our environment, all of these things. And the production of farming is the base upon which it all stands. But all of the jobs of processing food and delivering food and marketing food, you put all of that together, it is our largest industry and nearly 10% of our state's economy. Mm-hmm. So it's quite big. And we think it can grow more, and the more it grows, parts of our economy grows, we all benefit from it.
I agree. You know, I think people will be surprised that, I mean, to me, 24,000 is kind of a small number when you think about those are the farms, that working farms that we have in our state, and yet 4.7 million acres, and then, yeah, let's talk about that, and then the money that's right there, yeah.
The average farm in South Carolina is just under 200 acres, and you talk about the number of farmers, and that's something that people don't recognize, that the producing food in our state and in this country is done by less than 2% of the population. Now, less than 2% of the people are actually producing farmers. That's because of the technologies that have developed over the century, over the decades. If you go back 100 years, that number was probably 50% of our nation's population was small, obviously, but probably one out of every two persons was involved in the production of food, and that's 2%. So that's a reflection of just the innovation of that our farmers use. Here's something I've always reminded people. You know, our farming practices change, but our farmers do not. We all have a love for the land. We have a passion about what we do. We're very conscientious that we have a responsibility, to do what we do. But we enjoy doing it, and it is a career choice. And that's one of the things we're working on, is helping more young people make it a career choice. So a lot of it's a fascinating business. It seems very simple to the outsider. You ride by and someone's planting something in a field, or you see cows on a pasture. That is a very simple surface picture, of a very really complicated industry of putting food on our tables.
Yeah. You know what, I so appreciate your whole push for South Carolina Grown. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we're doing with Certified SC Grown is simply getting all of us as consumers involved in supporting our farmers. And it's very simple. We're telling you that when you see that logo, that product started here in South Carolina on one of our farms. And when you pick it, you've done several things. You picked a fresher product for you and your family to consume. You picked a product that didn't travel either across the country or across the globe to arrive here, and so therefore there's a better environmental impact, less of a footprint. And finally, you're keeping your dollars, your food dollars, in South Carolina. We're going to pay money for our food. We're going to buy a whole host of products. But the more that we can pick that come from our farmers, the money stays here. It grows the agricultural economy. And as I said earlier, when any parts of our economy grow, it helps us all. And finally, it helps keep the character of South Carolina, the culture, really, closer to agriculture, because our farmers have a better chance of profitability, and we don't want South Carolina to lose its real flavor, if you will, that we are, for the most part, a rural state. Now,
right.
being in Greenville, and I travel to Charleston, Columbia, and all, you kind of forget that, but we are a rural state, and it's agriculture that'll help us stay that way.
You know, I love you. Your organization puts out an amazing magazine, and I can pick it up online. And I love the article about lavender fields. The fact that South Carolina is growing lavender. I thought that was a great story.
Yeah, it's up near you.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Simpsonville, Fountain Inn area. Great little farm. Not many of them, because we don't have a great demand for it, but that's one of our specialty crop farmers. We have farmers who grow corn and soybeans and cotton, but we have a whole host that grow those specialty crops like that, whether it's lavender or whether it's having a goat farm that you have over west of you in Anderson, or down on the coast where we have a young man who's growing salt water pickles. He grows them in briny water, believe it or not. So that is a fascinating part of agriculture, and really the privilege that I have of being involved with people who are seeing this business from many different ways.
That's great. I'm going to have to cut it off here in 30 seconds, but I asked my audience today, do they know what we are famous for nationally for a fruit and vegetable? And I think people will be surprised, Commissioner, turnip greens.
Yeah, I think I was too when I first read it. We think about those peaches and watermelons and tomatoes. Now, state vegetable, they got to know that one. I'm not going to tell them. You're going to have to get
well,
a
no, wait, am I? It's a collard, right? It's the collards.
Now you told them.
Yeah, I know. I like collards. I actually like collards.
And, we're about to say, well, I do too, in every way that you can imagine. But
yeah.
We're about third in that. So we do a lot of things. Just a big market basket, if you will,
yeah.
Coming from South Carolina farms.
That's great. Hey, friends, I've been talking to our South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, the Honorable Hugh Weathers. I just want him to come on. I want you to know how great our state is. He's doing such a wonderful job. He's our commissioner. Look forward to having him serving us going on to the future for the work you do. Commissioner Weathers, thank you, and thank you to your staff for keeping South Carolina a delicious state.
Thank you, Deb, and get your listeners to go to agriculture.sc.gov, and you can learn a lot about the agriculture going on around you.
All right, will do. Thank you so much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.